We're going to go straight in with the first guest today. Welcome to the studio, Roland Cannell from the Brentwood Brewing Company. Afternoon, Roland.
Good afternoon.
How are we today?
Wonderful.
Now,
wonderful.
I'm happy you're here, Roland, because the Brentwood Brewing Company have been into the station quite a few times, but it's never been on my show. And there's something that the Brentwood Brewing Company always bring, obviously, and that's a few beers and ales to taste, and I've always missed out on this, so I'm more than happy to welcome you this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
And because it's a Friday, we've already got the beers on.
Absolutely.
And it's beautiful. What are we drinking?
We're drinking the Brentwood BBC Two Ale.
Now, I've heard of this ale, and it's won a couple of awards now, and I can see why, because it's beautiful.
It has indeed. 2012, it was Champion Beer of Cambridge, and just recently, it's now Champion Beer of Belfast.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How are we getting on in the brand new brewery round at the Calcott Hall Farm? It's a lovely setting, isn't it, to have
a brewery? It's great. We're all settled in now, and the shop's all going,
yep.
And everyone came along at Christmas and bought all their beer, and which was lovely, and
yeah.
And drank a load of beer as well, and we're now having open days.
Yep.
First Saturday of every month, you can come along. There's a brewery tour going on. You can come along and join that, or just come along and taste some beer.
And
all the other things we got going.
And have you got a good partnership with the farm shop there as well?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. It's all working very, very well.
So you're in today to talk about the Love Brentwood, Love Beer.
Love beer, love Brentwood.
Beer first, and then love Brentwood. Always love beer before Brentwood. What's that about, Roland?
It's basically our way of promoting us and promoting Brentwood. I mean, Brentwood's already sort of more recently become well and truly on the map.
That's right.
We think we can take that a stage further by getting people to pretty much have pride in their brewery and enjoy it. That's what it's there for when all's said and done.
My next door neighbour, when I was chatting to him earlier on over the garden fence about the Brentwood Brewing Company being on the show today, one, he said he listened. Two, he was most excited because he loves his ales. He won't
Excellent.
Buy any of the normal beers that you can get in the shop. He's all about the ales, and especially his local ales. So I think he was hoping that I was going to take some home, but I'm not. Not now I've tasted it. Going to drink it all. Even if you bought a 20 case, I don't think there'd be any left.
Well, absolutely. You've got a couple of hours yet, haven't you?
So, that's right, exactly. Yes. You know, it's going to be a good Friday show, everybody. We're already on the beers. So what have we got coming up then? You're talking about your open days. That happens on the first weekend of every month, right?
First Saturday of every month. That's 10:30 till 3:30. We're open there. And we're open. The shop's open every Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30. But the first Saturday of every month, so it's like a mini open day, if you like. So there'll be a brewery tour going on from 11 o'clock. Or you can just come along, taste a few beers. We've got all merchandise. We've got various foods and things with beers in. Just come along, say hello, and have a good time.
Where can you get your hands on the Brentwood beers? Obviously, at your brewery in the Ongar Road. Are they sold in local shops as well? I've seen them in a couple of places.
Yeah, there's quite a few places. A lot of the local pubs. In fact, most of the pubs that can take it do take it. And then, again, the same with the local off-licences. I think they're pretty much everybody's got it, in actual fact, which is great. You know,
and right now, the 7th Colchester Winter Ale Festival is happening. Brentwood Brewing Company is there.
We are indeed. We've got half a dozen beers up there, I believe. They may not be on at the same time, but there'll be a fair selection of ours and some very other good beers, some very other good other breweries as well.
What's the furthest reach you've heard of someone with a Brentwood Brewing Company beer or ale?
That's an interesting one.
The reason I ask is because a couple of months ago, I believe it was you guys, you brewed a Phoenix FM beer for us quite a few years ago,
yeah.
And it ended up in Brighton, and it's still being sold in a pub in Brighton.
Indeed. I've had phone calls from people from in Edinburgh, Isle of Man, Isle of Wight, all over the place, and they ring me up, and they're people. I mean, some I know quite well, some I don't know that well, and they'll ring up and say hello, and I'm thinking, who's this? And then they'll say, guess what I'm doing? I'm thinking, well, I'm having trouble even guessing who you are, but guessing what you're doing is even trickier. And then they'll say who they are, and I say, I'm drinking your beer, and I'm in wherever.
I bet it's crazy, though, when events like that happen, right?
It's great. I mean, in fairness, we're sort of branching out a little bit now, because I was actually in Austria beginning this week,
okay.
At an exhibition promoting our beers to Eastern Europe. So who knows, it may well be going a whole lot further afield fairly shortly. But it's always nice to
think. The Brentwood Brewing Company cracking Europe.
Well, I'd like to see that, I remember the advert for another particular beer where the lorry load of our beer is trying to leave the town.
That's right.
And the locals won't let it go. I will feel I've arrived if that ever happens.
So this Love Beer, Love Brentwood, when is this all kicking off? It's around Valentine's Day, right?
It's sort of being launched. It's going to be a whole campaign for the whole year,
yeah,
with all different things going on and different charities and what have you involved. It's been kicked off for Valentine's Day, so I'll point out obviously to the ladies listening, Valentine's Day present for the man in your life.
Absolutely.
Obviously a beer related present would go down extremely well.
That's right.
And then this will be carried on basically throughout the year for different events that are going on, from St George's Day and commemoration of the First World War and all sorts of things.
And you'll be back at the Brentwood Festival this year as well, I'm sure.
Oh, most definitely. Don't keep us away from that one.
Nope. So, we've spoken about this Brentwood BBC 2. It's an award-winning beer. So, can you describe what it is, basically? What goes into it? Without revealing secrets. I know you can't reveal secrets, but what's different with this beer to others?
It's a great session beer. It's got tropical fruit flavours. I'm told, if you're really into it, you should be getting lychees. I just like beer personally, and it tastes like a nice beer to me. But what's really amazing about it is the fact it's only 2.5%. So you can have a few beers and carry on doing a radio
That's
show.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We'll see about that.
And the awards it's been winning have been given against beers of all strengths and styles. It's not just winning awards for low alcohol beer. It's winning awards right the way across the board.
It's got a nice aftertaste as well.
It has.
Sometimes I find with other ales, not obviously yours, Roland, but I find with other ales, it leaves not a very nice aftertaste in your mouth.
It's probably one of the hardest things in brewing. I mean, a lot of the big boys, they don't want an aftertaste. Their beers don't leave any aftertaste.
Yeah.
And the only way to get the flavour of the beer back is have another pint.
Well,
we don't work like that. Yeah. We like to have something that, you know, does leave an aftertaste and a nice aftertaste.
Yeah.
You're dead right. It's the art of our brewer, young Sophie.
And how long typically does it take to brew, say, the BBC Two?
The BBC Two, a brew day is a day.
Yeah.
It then takes fermentation and what have you till the beer's ready.
Yeah.
Roughly a week. And then a few more days in the cold store, and then can go out for consumption.
Well, again, it's lovely stuff. And
thank you.
I'm glad I finally met you, Roland. I love anyone who brings a beer to the studio, quite frankly. And make sure you go and check out the Brent Brewing Company, now at the Calcott Hall Farm in the Ongaro. Lovely setting there. And love beer, love Brentwoods. It's a campaign that's going to be kicked off around Valentine's Day. And everybody get involved.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Roland. Thank you.